inspiring interviews, provocative people. Get ready. Get bold today with your Emmy-winning host, LeGron Green. This is a life.
My guest today is Sean Stevenson. Now, he's the best-selling author and creator of, I love this, The Model Health Show, which has been featured as the number one nutrition and fitness podcast on iTunes. Hey, Sean.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, Sean, you don't know this. I'm going to say something come out the closet today. I'm a big Sean Stevenson fan, and in fact, you are one of the reasons that we are even doing a podcast called Bold. Because you are out there talking about lifestyle and nutrition and inspiration, and you're doing it in your own unique way, Sean.
Hey, man, you just hit me right in my heart, man. That's powerful. That's really powerful. And that's why I do what I do. And it's called The Model Health Show, really because just giving people that framework, giving them a template of what's possible and whatever is possible in your unique life. You know, for some people, it's, you know, trying to get a six pack. For some people, it's trying to change the world. You know, and that's really why I started this whole thing. And I'm extremely honored for you to say that. Thank you.
Well, no, and your podcast is available once a week. Let me tell our bold listeners a little bit more about Sean. You can find Sean at theseanstevensonmodel.com. And the reason Model Health is called Model Health is because, Sean, you're a model. You're a model for all of us.
I receive that, man, wholeheartedly. For sure. Thank you.
And I'm going to call you out a little bit too, Sean. I know you're a model, but I think you're a show-off because, you know, most people want a six-pack. You have like a 16-pack there. What's going on that chest? What's that?
Hey, I received that, man. I this is one of my favorite things in the world to do is just to communicate. You know, I got a lot of other stuff going on, but nothing else brings me more happiness than being able to speak about these things. Because funny enough, like, people don't know this about me. But I'm a pretty quiet person, you know. Most of the time I'm sitting in silence and just listening, you know. So I'm the guy at the party who's just kind of sitting back and observing, you know. And I think that that's kind of what made me a good teacher is that I listen more than I talk, you know.
And then you take your clothes off. No. I'm fine. Hey, I'm just kidding.
You know?
Get them in the door. Get them in the door.
The truth is, man, I'm not the guy to just, like, walk around taking my shirt off. That's not me. And, you know, it's just really when we set out to do that and to create the brand, it's just like, you know, honestly, you know, a lot of us are very superficial, you know, and it's really for just getting people in the door, you know, and seeing the, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. He has these physical results. But you know this from listening to the show that we talk about much deeper and more profound things. So we talk about breaking down, because I'm here at my clinic now, and we've got an 86% reversal rate for type 2 diabetes, you know. So I break down how anybody can accomplish that feat, you know, get them off the metformin, the insulin, whatever the case may be. We talk about reversing cancer situations and just giving people the knowledge about what cancer is. But I had no idea that I was going to be doing this. When I started off in college, you know, I went to school pre-med, but then I found out, you know, I don't really like science that much, you know. So I shifted over my course of study, funny enough, right? And I shifted over my course of study to finance. And it was in college that I experienced a pretty tragic event with my health. And I started to have difficulty walking, and I was diagnosed with something called degenerative bone disease or degenerative spinal disease.
Wow.
So, I went to see my physician, and he told me that I had the spine of an 80-year-old when I was 20 years old. And, yeah, so that was pretty disheartening for a young man to hear. And he also proceeded to tell me there was nothing that I could do about it. I don't know to this day what inspired me, why I asked this question, but I asked him, does this have anything to do with what I'm eating? Right? Or should I change the way I'm exercising? He literally looked at me like I was from another planet.
Like, wow.
He said this has nothing to do with what you're eating. But then he wrote me a prescription to eat some pills. But anyways, fast forward the story. 2.5 years go by, a tremendous amount of suffering, wearing a back brace, gained a bunch of weight, definitely in a state of depression. And something changed. You know, it was a moment, a shift happened.
A shift happened. Bold. Yes, a bold shift happened in your life, Sean. What happened?
I was sitting on my bed about to take my medication because I needed it to sleep at night because the pain would wake me up if I even changed positions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there holding the bottle, and it just all kind of just came flashing into my consciousness about all the things I wanted to do in my life, all the potential that, you know, my grandmother who raised me in the early part of my life saw in me, and I wasn't that person. And I knew that there was more to me than this, and I stopped asking why me, why did this happen to me, why won't anybody help me, because I was giving myself my health, my potential overway to what physicians were telling me. Mm-hmm. Even though they meant well, they don't write the story of my life. You know, so in that moment, I decided to get well. And that's something that most people never do. And you know this as well. When you make a real decision about something, you cut away the possibility of failing. There's nothing else but that thing. And so I decided that I was going to get well come what may.
Yeah,
Go
ahead. 6 weeks later, what happened?
Okay, just to wrap the story up, 6 weeks later to the day, I had lost 30 pounds. It was as if I had never been in pain. The pain I was suffering with for over 2 years, going on 3 years, was gone. And I'm not just the airy-fairy kind of, you know, something happened. But I went in and got checked a couple months later. And I had two ruptured discs. They had retracted on their own.
Mm-hmm.
The juiciness was back in my spine. I regenerated spinal tissue. And my physician said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Because he had never seen that before. And LeGrand, coming from a place of that, where I have something that's so-called incurable, cured in my own life, I became a very, very powerful force in the lives of others. And working with people who think they tried everything, and working with individuals who, you know, they said that there's nothing that can be done with their particular health. And I'm honored and happy to say, you know, I've worked with thousands of patients one-on-one, and hundreds of thousands of people have been affected by my work at this point. And it's because of the struggle that I went through. And I'm so happy that I went through it. I'll do it again in a heartbeat. But to be still young and have this perspective has been incredibly valuable for sure.
And I want to unpack that even further, Sean, because it's such a powerful metaphor for what you did. And like, I like what you said, the juiciness that came back to your body, the juiciness in your story. Yeah. But also, I want to really stop on that phrase of you decided to get well. You decided to get well. And I don't, like you said, I don't know if a lot of people make that decision. I don't know a lot of people think they even have the ability to make that decision because your body is your body. It's yours. No one can tell you what's going on more than you.
You know, I'm a very, very big student and fan of lexicon and the meaning of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's really interesting how human beings have kind of just tied different things together, and there's so much depth and meaning in the power of words. And so the word decision is from the Latin de, meaning from, and caedere, which means to cut. So when I made, or anybody, when you make a real decision about something, you cut away any other possibility except that thing. You know, so if somebody makes a decision to stop smoking, you're just a non-smoker now.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to count days. Like, it's been 36 days since my last cigarette. You just don't smoke. It's not who you are. It's not your identity anymore. And what I found, man, is that over the years, because I've had the opportunity, unique perspective, to work with so many people and see their psychology, we have very generally, a lot of people who are struggling have flimsy decision-making muscles. You know, they're kind of impotent, you know, or it's kind of wishful thinking. You know, like, I wish this would happen, or, you know, I'm going to do this thing. But if obstacles come up, they stop. You know, they didn't really truly make that decision because the obstacle wouldn't stop them. You know, so this another place that I really find myself working on with my patients is their psychology and helping them to break through those barriers, because they're going to come. Obstacles are going to show up. You know, it's there to really develop those latent capacities in you, because I was not this person when I was in pain, when I was struggling. There were so many gifts and talents that I had that I needed the conditions to help them to be expressed in me, if that makes sense.
That completely makes sense to me, because what we're about here at Bold is about, like you said, making that decision. Because my definition, going back to lexicon, of what bold is, I say bold is not what people think when they say, oh, I'm going to take a leap out of my comfort zone and fulfill my dreams. That is a very limiting version of bold. Bold to me is not about going outside yourself, Sean. It's about going inside. Because inside is where all the information is and where all the power is. And I love this whole thing about decision and the meaning of that word. Because I can look back at my own life and go, you know, I think a lot of people are very comfortable with living in murkiness and living in a shadowy place where of maybe and I don't know and I can and blah, blah, blah. Fogginess, you know, that, and a lot of us live that way. That's okay if you just choose to do that. But when you make a decision to come out of that and claim your own health as you did, I think that's just the best. What could be better than that?
Yeah, I love what you said, you know, especially turning inward. You know, I find myself, a lot of people come to me maybe for finding out how they should be working out, right?
Yeah.
Whereas where I tend to point them to is working in, you know, really developing that inner fitness, that mental and emotional fitness, helping them to really attune their inner guidance system. Because the truth is, everything out there that you have not created yourself is just a possibility. It's a hypothesis about what might work for you. Nobody's going to truly know what works for you until you start listening to yourself, you know, and listening to that inner guidance system, because your soul, every cell in your body, let's not even get metaphysical, every cell in your body on a biochemical level will respond to certain things differently than every other person, you know. So you've got to really start, if you want to play at a high level in this, if you want to be great, you've got to listen to your own body. You know, basically, the food that you eat is an investment, right? And it's an investment in determining how your body's going to print out these different copies of you. Because your body's basically like a receipt, right? It's like a receipt showing the food that you've invested in. You know, whether it's a donut or whether
Ooh, Sean, I have to stop you right there. I just received that really loud and clear. Your body is a receipt. I was just thinking, if we all had to walk around with like a receipt on our foreheads of what we ingested, oh my God, you know how that would change a lot of people. But I'm just thinking, okay, yeah, donut over here, you know. And it's about being mindful. I know that when I made that decision to change my life around, it was about what I was intaking. Taking in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's not just the food, and you know this too. It's not just the food that we eat. You know, I love the phrase "you are what you eat," but that's like preschool. You know, it's really you are what you eat, drink, breathe,
and think. Yeah,
you know, all of those things really help to create, because literally, so, and of course, you know, just the way that we package things and share things on the show, like I talk about at a biochemical level. So what's going on? Just the thought, you know, right now, if we start to have angry thoughts, you know, and we think of something that really, really lights our fire, we start to produce more cortisol, you know, which is a stress hormone that is a great thing. It allows us to do many functions. You know, it's a certain cyclical hormone that we do need. But if you get into a chronic state, then cortisol can do something like something called gluconeogenesis, which is break down your valuable muscle and turn it into sugar, right? And that sugar then will turn on insulin, which then will have that sugar get stored as fat. So now, because you're walking around angry, you've just gotten fatter, right? It's really interesting. We're at a very interesting time where this ancient old wisdom is meeting with this brand new technology, and we're just basically investing a lot of money, you know, billions actually, to kind of prove what our ancestors had figured out thousands of years ago about this powerful mind-body connection, and understanding that, you know, once we kind of took out the fact that your kinesthetics or your movement, let's keep it real simple. Once we took out the fact that movement matters as far as what your brain is doing, and your brain matters as far as what your movement is doing. Once we took out the equation that all this stuff is interconnected, you know, we really hit the dark ages in medicine, basically. You know, where we've seen now a point at which 74% of the United States population is now clinically overweight or obese. You know,
yeah,
it's like, how is that something even possible as sophisticated as we're supposed to be today. It's a dramatic lack of intelligence and a disconnection from what's most important about us, you know, which is understanding that, you know, our spiritual nature, our emotional nature, our capacity to think. You know, we have this amazing capacity, this amazing mind that nobody's got the owner's manual on it, you know, and understand that the way that your mind is operating can either put you in tremendous depression or put you in a state of just overflowing happiness. And it's just developing the skill to be able to yield the power of your mind instead of it kind of controlling you and just kind of going with whatever's going on around you.
Wow, I mean, you're laying it down today, Sean. I'm just feeling that, understanding that, and I want people to understand what you're saying about, you know, taking control and taking power for yourself. And I've always often used to say this, and I really believe this. Remember back in like in the 17, 1800s, they used to have leeches that used to suck blood, and we all go, oh my God, how backwards they were. I really do believe in like 100, 200 years, they're going to be looking back at us and going, oh my God, they took a pill? They took something and put something inside themselves? Yeah. I think there'll be an evolution where that will look like the leeches to them. Yeah. In the future.
I know this for certain, you know, and it's, again, it's kind of the foundation of that is happening now. You know, it's really, really breaking down now because people have become, because of social media, because of the internet, people are becoming more educated, you know, and understand that we can find the answer to anything like that.
It's, you know, amazing. It's amazing.
And it's really matters in the questions that you ask as well, because you can go online and Google, go to Dr. Google and put in, you know, how do I deal with chemotherapy? You know, and just kind of just knowing that you're going to have all these negative onset of symptoms, or you can at the same time, someone else can type in, how do I treat breast cancer naturally? And you can find just as many stories and clinical studies showing all these different ways that you can go about treating this without going through chemotherapy. You know, and by the way, I'm not saying that chemotherapy is not a solution. It definitely works. But I'm looking at what do we need to do to create the conditions in the body for this to not show up in the first place? And what can we do without harming the person first? That should be far down the line before we expose ourselves to something that is designed to kill. You know, let's do everything we can to create life first, you know, and stack the conditions in your favor. And that's really where I operate. So, and by the way, we did a show, actually, in talking about some of these strategies for this. And I put up a breast cancer scan to my patients, you know, and showing the before and after in just, I think it was maybe a month, and show what was possible. When she was sent home, she had just had her third child, you know, a young woman. And she was sent home, and they told her that she needs to make arrangements because she was not going to make it. The breast cancer had started to spread up through her neck, and the prognosis was not good. And so we were able to fit her in, and I put her onto a protocol, and the cancer had dissolved to the point that it looked like raisins instead of like a grapefruit, right? And the spreading through her neck had stopped, and she's alive and well today. So that's what I really feel people have the right to know, is what is cancer? You know, and so that's what we break down on the show and talking about the genetic program and how it actually happens. So that was a lot, man. But
No, Sean, that's why I am sitting here just letting you flow, because this is really powerful information. And what you're doing is what you do on the Model Health Show on iTunes. You are unpacking. You're unpacking, and you're also doing the other part. You're connecting so we can see the next linear step and how these things are all powerfully interdynamic. So yeah, you could talk all day, Sean.
Hey, I appreciate that.
We're about to close here, and we can find you, obviously, at Sean, the Sean Stevenson Model.com. Thank you for coming on Bold, Sean.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. It's been an honor. Thank you.
If you like what you heard today, join the conversation at GetBoldToday.com. Remember, shift happens right where you are. Be the change and get bold today.